A good Erev Shabbos. Parshas Chayesah. A fascinating parsha on so many levels. And if one takes a look at every parsha, there's always a theme. There's always a main point, which is brought out multiple times through that parsha, where the Torah will use the contrast. For example, last week we spoke about Avram, the ultimate Baal Chesed, versus Sodom. And the contrast helps us discern and see the difference, and brings a clarity between the two sides, between the good and the evil. This week's parsha, as well, there's a tremendous contrast. And it's really something we need to think about and analyze. And we will see in our own lives what kind of source of inspiration this could serve for us. There's a man who goes down in history named Ephraim. Ephraim, in my opinion, might be the world's, I don't use the word loser, but definitely missed the biggest opportunity, missed the opportunity of his lifetime. Here's an opportunity. Avraham Avinu is looking for a place in the Maros of Machpelah. He could have gone ahead and gave this property to Avraham and be eternally connected to Am Yisrael, to the Avos, to Maros Machpelah. Every time a Yid would go to the Maros Machpelah to daven, he would be connected to that. Yet he decides to be petty, and he decides to be cheap, and he haggles for a few dollars, giving over everything and missing the opportunity. That's how we see a missed opportunity. Yet right after that, the Torah teaches us about the man who sees the most amazing opportunity of his lifetime. And that's Eliezer. Avraham Avinu tells Eliezer, his Talmud, his servant, go find the shidduch for my daughter, for my son Yitzchak. And Eliezer smartly says, Avram, why do we have to go too far? I have a daughter. And Avraham Avinu tells him a line, which was stinging and painful. Avraham Avinu tells him, Ani Baruch, I'm a blessed person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a bracha. You are Arur, you are cursed. You're a child of Cham, of Canaan. Ve'ein Arur, Mizdabik B'Baruch. A cursed person like you cannot be Meshadech with a blessed person like me. Sorry, go find somewhere else. What would 95% of people do at that moment? Walk away. You ask your Rebbe, who you were faithful to, like no other Talmud in history was faithful. Eliezer was said all of Avraham Avinu's monotheism, all the shiurim. Eliezer was the man. He trusted him with everything. He tells him, go find the shidduch. And he's going to some land. We end up finding love on the grace of tzaddik that he was. But when he asks, maybe my daughter, Avraham says, no. You're not worth anything. That was a moment for him where he could have gotten broken. And he says, you know what? I'm going to swallow that. And he goes ahead and he follows his Rebbe's advice and does not lose faith, does not leave his Rebbe. Tells us the Medrash that the Pasuk there says, Baruch Hashem, after Eliezer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Eliezer out of a situation of Ara being cursed and he switched him over to Bracha, which was impossible. He was cursed. He was taken out. He seized his moment. It was a moment he should have thrown in the towel. He got so discouraged by his Rebbe. He hung on to it, kept quiet. He's eternally connected to Klal Yisrael. Look at two men, both given an opportunity. Ephraim blew it, goes down in history as a cheap man who was just looking to rob Avraham Avinu. Look at Eliezer. He was faithful to his Rebbe every day. Little did he know that this was going to be the moment. Every one of us in our lifetime is given these moments. Nobody tells you before this is going to be a moment. Why not? Imagine what you're told. Oh, by the way, your moment is coming up now. Be careful. Of course you're going to pass the test. No one tells you it's the moment. No one told Ephraim that this business deal was going to be the business deal that's going to be recorded in the Torah forever. He was told, be a mensch. This guy has to bury his wife. Don't squeeze him out to the last buck, to the last penny. Eliezer did 1,000 things for his rabbi. No one told him that this is the test that will take you from cursed to blessed. No one told him. Avram might have known. Maybe that's why Avram told it to him. No one else knew. So how do we know? The secret is the message again in this week's parasha. What does it say about the lifetime of Sarah? Kulon shavin l'tayva. What does that mean? Sarah Imenu's life was all equally good. What does that mean, all equally good? Sarah Imenu had tremendous ups and tremendous downs. What does it mean they're all equally good? What it means is Sarah Imenu took every day's test and said, this might be my moment. This might be my moment. Kul on Shavla Toiva. She treated every small test that came equally, because you never know. And guess what happens? She lives the life of Shnei Chayesar. The life of Chayesar. She lived a life potential every single day. By Avraham Avinu, it says, Boim Bayamim. He came with every single day. Sarah Imenu, Kulon Shavin L'Tayo. It's all good. How many people have squandered this opportunity? How much opportunity is left behind? My father-in-law told me he was at a hesped this week of a very dear friend of his. And there was a Rav there, Rabbi Waxman, who shared a gem. He said, how come a cemetery in Lashon Kodesh is called a Beis HaChaim? It's the house of the living. The house of the living? Unfortunately, it doesn't house the living. Anyone there is not among the living. And he said an interesting insight. He said the cemetery is full of life, full of the people who missed their opportunities. There's so much life buried in that cemetery. All those opportunities, all those ideas that could have done, all those tremendous chassadim that could have been done are all buried there. Life is buried. He said, Sarah Imenu lived her life to the full. Full. Shnei Chayesara. Her life was complete. Her life was full. She didn't have any life anymore. That's why he explained in this week's parasha, Sarah Imenu is called Mesai, Mace, the dead, Mace, always Mesai, Mace the front of. And he asked, why always we calling her Mace? And this Rabbi Waxman shared, and he said, because Mace means she was fully dead with no life left behind. She sucked every drop of life she could, and no life was buried in her lifetime. We have to remember, it comes to us every day. All the time. Life just keeps on coming. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should remember this in real life, in real time. Opportunities are all there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we'll all be zeichet to take it in, cash it in. And remember, Shnei Chayesara, we testify that every single day of her life, Kulon Shavon L'Tayva, they were all amazing and they were all great. Have a wonderful Shabbos.